Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the 35th episode of Naoto's Inner Loop Podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. And this is a little bit of a late night one. It's going to go out late, you know what I'm saying? Like 1 a.m. if you're on the East Coast, most likely. Well, I guess if you're on the West Coast, it'll be 10 p.m. And, you know, around the world, everybody else will be waking up. So good morning to you as well. God, what's good? What's good? What's going on? I feel like every episode that I've recorded in like the past, actually this past year, every single one, it almost sounds like a I miss you episode. And I really don't like that. I really don't like that, you know? Like, I want to be able to create like an actual like consistent schedule with you guys. So I'm actually just going to do Tuesdays. I feel like we agreed on that day, but unfortunately that's something that I didn't get to follow through with. Again, apologies for my whackness with my scheduling, but yeah, I promise you, I fucking promise you that we will be consistent with it, you know? Wait, why does somebody want to monetize my motherfucking podcast? That's weird. Anyways, yeah, so what's going on? I keep asking this, yeah, like, I'm just checking my podcast numbers right now, and it's definitely falling off without the consistency. You know, I need to get back on it. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be the soft relaunch. Okay, let me let you guys in on a little bit before we spring up on everybody else and get this podcast back into people's consciousness and get them aware for this. So this is a bit of a soft relaunch, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to have a full-on relaunch again, and that's going to include a new podcast image, you know, like new themes to go off. I want this podcast to be music-centric, but also talking about life as well, and especially with things that are going on in my life. Like, I definitely do want to provide a space for that, and also, you know, provide a space where if somebody is thinking about getting into the content game, like, I want to empower you as well. Or if you just want to listen just because you like what I got to say, I'm all for it as well. So, yeah, this year is mine. Remember when people used to say that? Like, well, when people did say that, not necessarily. Well, I guess it's used to, because, like, of course, once, you know, COVID happened, or COVID happened to the degree that it did, that talk largely calmed down. So what I want to say as I stare into my Monstera plant that's doing very well, you know, we're going through a lot right now. It's it's growing at least at this point. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I was gonna say, like, as we go through this journey together, again, I appreciate you. I always think that, like, sometimes I'm too grateful. Hold on, I need to check myself there. That was a little bit whack. Poor choice of words, but I always feel like I always tell you guys thank you for listening to my shit. Too much, but I cannot stress how much I appreciate your guys' listenership, you know? And even though I guess life has been busy for me And, you know, there have been certain things I've been trying to figure out within myself before coming back here with like a consistent messaging and I guess consistent episodes. You guys have like stuck it out and have been patient with me. So I want to thank you guys for that. And for everybody who's been, you know, talking to me about like my podcast and I guess like my YouTube channel and things that I've been doing with like social media and I guess working with artists. Thank you for vocalizing that and letting me know. It's really nice to hear from you guys, and I want to thank you guys for that. So yeah, enough of that talk, you know. Let's get into the things that have been happening so far, you know, especially with my life. So I went back to Vancouver. I was actually there for a little bit over a month. I know. I brought pretty much like 70% of my setup to Vancouver. I only ended up using it once for a YouTube video. Probably my best looking one. It's a reaction video for Big Sean's new song Deep Reverence featuring Nipsey Hussle. He also dropped an album. Go check it out. It's actually pretty good. I didn't really listen to Dark Sky Paradise, but this project I did enjoy listening to it. So check it out. I may end up reviewing it. Probably not, actually, because I want to review that Conway project that just dropped. So I'll get on that before then. But it was, you know, I felt a bit overwhelmed when I was in Vancouver because, you know, my job has been the busiest, and it's actually gone the most, how do I say this without saying too much? It's, you know, my company's probably been doing the best that it's ever done, due to this pandemic. Digital advertisement has definitely gone up during this time, especially with, you know, events shutting down and people, I guess, like, you know, labels not being able to put their money into concerts. They got to find other ways to spend. So that's been good for me, you know. But man, like having a bunch of friends in this industry who are trying to make it, you know, who are trying to create a livelihood for themselves through music, it's tough because seeing them, you know, do their best, not crumble and not buckle, to continue pushing forward, even though, like, mentally this is such a trying time for all of us. Like, it's fucking hard, man. It's hard. And, you know, however way that we're coping with this, I'm just proud of all of you and all of us for continuing to push through and to persevere. It really does show how resilient people are. And, you know, I don't want this messaging to be, you know, overly glorifying that, because taking a step back is okay too. Hell, that's what I did. And honestly, if I'm going to be real with you guys, I would say I place a lot of my own personal value in how productive I am and how much I'm working. And, you know, I remember last year there's this one day where there's actually this two-day period where I ended up recording three interviews. I actually ended up recording two podcast interviews all in the same day. And in that moment, I thought, you know, I had this feeling of fulfillment that I rarely feel in my life. And, you know, I figured that was the most important feeling that I could have. And I endlessly pursued that for the next few months. And to be honest, that kind of mentality carried over into my work as well. Just going off. And I'm not going to lie. That definitely does a lot more harm than good, you know. Of course, it's good to commit to something that you're absolutely in love with and you want to keep pursuing for the rest of your life. But rest is very important. Rest and being kind to yourself is very important. Giving yourself space to step back and not tying your inherent value with your production. That's something that I've been trying to learn to cope with. And I think, to be honest, that's why I had to step away from podcasting for a good amount of time, a good period of time. And I'm not going to lie, like, I think that's why I tried initially moving over into YouTube videos a little bit more and kind of going into that space, because I figured, hey, I need to still be productive. But I still did the same thing of where I'd beat myself up for not doing work. And then I get into like this mental like loophole of like, shit, I need to be working. Why am I not working? Blah, blah, blah. But I'm just tired. I was just tired then. Right now, not too much. Like, I've been getting way more sleep. I've definitely been, you know, allowing myself to rest more, and I'm slowly coming back into the space. So I think that's something that I've definitely had to come to terms with this year, especially since, you know, I feel like all we have right now are these personal projects mostly. And what I mean by that is, you know, we'd give ourselves time to hang out and to see other people and to seek relationships with other people. But now that we don't have that, I think all we do have are our own personal projects. And having this much time to do this shit, it kind of overwhelmed me, because again, I felt all the pressure in the world to be working on this. So, but not anymore. Not fucking anymore. I'm going to create a schedule for myself, but I'm going to relax on it, you know? Like, I'm not going to be like, yo, you have to pump out four fucking videos a day. And I ended up not even doing that, which would fucking stress me out. Gotta take it one step at a time, you know? Gotta take it one step at a motherfucking time. Otherwise, these kinds of pauses happen, and it's not good for any of us. So I feel like this has been like a lot of my messaging this year, but just be kind to yourself, man. Just be kind to your motherfucking self. That's all I'm going to say here. I'm going to keep this episode short because it is late in the night, you know? But yeah, I appreciate you. Appreciate you for sticking in. And, you know, I'm a... Yeah, this right here is a soft launch back, and the full-on relaunch, it's coming in the next couple of weeks. It's coming in the next couple of weeks. October, shit's going to be different. Yeah, look out for my new YouTube video also. I'm going to be talking about this Kanye situation that's going down. It's actually kind of crazy, sorry. Also, if you want the full PDF to this thing, it's 144 pages. Just let me know. Let me know. And sorry, I'm not being clear here. It's a PDF to his contract that he posted. Basically, he went on this crazy ass rant where he posted all 144 pages of his recording contract. He wants his masters back, and he also wants to educate artists on the jig. He wants to educate them on how labels are able to turn a profit on artists, especially when they're driving basically all of the value. Okay, let's say it, like 90% of the value. So I'm going to break that down in a video tomorrow. Yeah, I'll put it out tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to break it down in a video tomorrow. You know, I'm not a lawyer or anything, so I'm probably going to be just talking shit mostly. But, you know, it's pretty... Kanye did it again, man. He created a moment. Say what you will about him, but he knows how to create a moment, even though he's created multiple moments this year. I want to say he's missed because, to be honest, it doesn't feel like, you know, the thing he, like his Taylor Swift and Beck moment. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't feel like that. But I think it's because we've just gotten so many over the past 4 years, literally since Trump has become president. So I feel like we've just been so desensitized to it. But yeah, that's gonna be the episode, actually. I'm gonna play you guys a song right here. This song, actually, I haven't decided what's gonna be. Oh, it's by an R&B artist. I forgot where she's from. I've talked about her before and I played her music. But her name is Maeta. I'm sorry if that pronunciation was really whack. But yeah, it's by Maeta. And this song is produced by K-Tronada. And it's also featuring Buddy. So this song right here is called Teen Scene. So check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
I grew up in housing trucks. Felt like summer when all the kids were out. Not old enough to light up yet. Still dead behind the house. Brother felt too far. The opposite too close. You lie to your parents to come see me and say you love me, so I'm the one who you would lie to most. You are backward. You act like it's funny. Started.
ghetto nigga plotting on some better living. Big money, told my mama I ain't settling. Plot thickens every time I get it. Gotta keep shit flipping till the clock quit ticking. I get incentives for sinny sin sinning. The devil is alive, Father God is forgiven. Baby on my mind, but I'm always on a mission. Tryna get another six figures. Girl, you know you love me, just admit it. Yeah, I love you too, but I be tripping. Had a little trouble with committing. I was raised different. Places I've been, they won't visit. Things we did, I won't mention. Things you said, I won't forget it. I don't regret it. Forever indebted, we got here together. Whole nother level. Now it just get better and better. When I'm in the city, they call me a legend. Yeah.
Used to hang behind the tracks, adding to graffiti on the wall. Drank with you despite the taste. Now for everything, I turn to alcohol. Puppy love, and soon he'll be a dog. You lie to your parents to come see me and say you love me, so you're the one you lied to all along. You are backwards. You look like it's for me.
That was Teen Scene by Maeta featuring Buddy, produced by K Tronada. I fucking love that song. What a perfect song to end your summer. And yeah, like if, you know, before I step away, and I wish this podcast was longer, but this is like one of those, you know, late night type joints. So I'm going to keep it short. You know what I'm saying, before I go on too long. But yeah, what I was going to say is, again, just remember to be kind to yourself, especially during this tough motherfucking time, because it's not easy at all, and we're all going through it. And you know, and if you're in a fortunate position, always remember to help out your friends. Help out the people that are around you and in your circle. Help out some strangers as well. You know, if we can give, this is the best fucking time to do so. So let's fucking do it. Again, I fucking appreciate y'all, you know. Like, again, sorry, I got distracted, but yeah, again, I appreciate y'all, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been the 35th episode of Naoto's Interlude Podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Episodes coming every motherfucking Tuesday, so you better believe that. Okay, I'm not fucking around. It's coming through. So I'm gonna deliver. But yeah, take care. I'll see you guys soon. Peace.